What if I told you that society is designed in such a way that it makes you believe like you are doing something important in life, but you're actually living like a slave? To most of us, this life of 9 to 5 does not feel natural, but just because everyone around us is living like that, everyone is suffering the same problems that we are suffering, we begin to think that this is the normal. We're working 9 to 12 hours a day, and how deep this system is ingrained in us is that most of us never really get to question it, or we are even afraid that if we question it, do we have the strength, do we have the capacity, do we have the resources to get out of this kind of life? So let's dive deep into it today, and I also want to show you some ways to get out of it, but it requires resilience, courage, strength, and a lot of action from your part. So this video is not for everybody, but this video is for those who don't want to live this life anymore, who feel like a fish out of water and they're just struggling. They would rather die trying to get out of the system than to just accept it. Look around your city, wherever you live, if you live in a big city especially. Everything is around you. Your workplace, your restaurants, grocery store, all the alcohol store for sure, they're around you. You don't have to go too far. It's not for convenience. It's for confinement. It's so that you don't really have the need to go anywhere out. It makes you comfortable. You work a lot during the day. In the evening, you eat junk food and then you get drunk. So all your frustrations, all your desperations, you can just forget about them and get drunk. And you also have gyms around you so that if you start to feel guilty, you can go to the gym for 2 weeks or so. And then you're back in the same business. You get depressed. Why more and more people get depressed? And we live with anxiety and stress as if this is a normal human condition. But it's not. I have never accepted stress and anxiety as a normal human condition. Okay, from time to time they come, and it's okay for them to come from time to time. It might even be very helpful that we get stressed and anxious sometimes. But all the time, every night you go to sleep and you're anxious, and all your friends are anxious, your parents are anxious, your children are anxious, and you just begin to believe that that's how life is in 21st century. But you don't have to believe that. It is not only for your own egoistic purpose that you need to get out of this life, but also out of respect for this life, that you need to get out of this kind of life. You need to ask yourself what kind of life you want to live. Are you here to just pay the bills and buy fancy gadgets and fancy cars and houses and show off? Are you deeply fulfilled from within? Are you asking this question, or even are you afraid to ask such kind of questions to yourself? I'm going to tell you some examples from my life as well. So as you can see, the one who is speaking, where is this person coming from? But before we get there, I want you to really look into your heart, look into your soul, and ask yourself, are you satisfied in the way that you live? You're tired when you come back from work. You are working on Excel sheet or some kind of software, and your company makes you believe that this is for the future of humanity. This is an important work that you're doing. But do you really feel like you're doing an important work? Your job is somebody else's business. Somebody else is making a lot of profit and money out of you. And all you get is 10, 12 hours per day. So important, essential. Hours of your day, every day, are gone. And in the weekend, you're supposed to go to cinema, watch Netflix, or do some sport, somehow survive. And when you get stress and anxiety and all that, the whole YouTube is filled with telling you that it's your responsibility, you can figure this out. I'm also going to tell you the same, but maybe from a different perspective. So hold on to that. But it's not that you're broken. The system is broken. The society is broken. It is not supposed to function like that. We are not supposed to function like that. How are we supposed to function? We are made of these elements of nature. We have a lot of water in us, the qualities of water, the qualities of earth, air, space, fire. But all we have around us is concrete. We're living around concrete. That's the only property that we have around us. The property of solidified earth is not as solid as the concrete. So it's artificial. It's not something that nurtures us. The cities look like open prisons to me. And I've lived in enough big cities to make this choice not to live in big cities anymore and to be able to say that. That cities are like open prisons. And some parks that you might find around your city, they make the whole city feel like a human zoo. So you don't have clean air. If you don't have clean air, if your lungs are not breathing properly, you don't have enough proper oxygenated blood in your body. You don't have enough energy to thrive in life, to really live fully in your life. So you just get by somehow. And your specialization is made to feel like you are special in something. So you specialize in one software, one skill set. But we're not supposed to specialize in one thing. We're supposed to enjoy everything. We naturally are good at some things. And so we become really good at those things. But the way we specialize is to become useful or sellable. We can sell ourselves in the market, in the business market. I know that some of you are already starting to say that you are deeply stuck in this and it's not so easy to come out, and I'm totally aware of that. I'm not even denying that. But just because, what is that? Is it like an otter? Hey. I'm not denying that, but who are you going to blame and who are you going to complain to? We can discuss who is to blame, but society is not a person, not an organization, there's no head of society that you can go and complain and fight them or murder them and have a revolution. It's a way that we have built this structure of life, and there is a way to get out of it. But before we get into the way of get out of it, I want this to get out of me, all of this that I want to share with you, to first of all make you really understand that it's not okay to live like that. It's not acceptable to live like that. We are made of five elements of nature. We are supposed to be surrounded by five elements of nature. We're supposed to live where the air is clean, so we have enough energy, so we can really enjoy the experience of life. We're supposed to live around nature. We're supposed to live where the soil is healthy, where earth grows, where water is clean, where air is clean. We are not supposed to just inhale all these unhealthy gases and have no energy and just stay at survival mode. Not enough energy to revolt, not enough energy to change anything. It's not okay, so you cannot accept it. I told my family every time I went to New Delhi, which you know is one of the most polluted places in the whole world, the AQI goes up to 500 sometimes, you know, in winters. AQI going from 250 to 500 is common in Delhi. Anything above 50 is too much. And there it goes at this level. So every time I was going, when my family was living in Delhi, I was telling them, please move from here. There's no point how much money you make and what you do. There's no point living here. I'm happy finally they moved back to the mountains from where we belong, from where we are born and raised. And then I keep pestering one of my good friends in Delhi to move. And finally he has also made a move and moved to another smaller city. And look, it is, any change is hard in the beginning. Any changes, it requires too much to move around you. And when you have the energy of inertia in you, to make it dynamic is really hard. At the same time, when you become dynamic, it's very hard to get back into the inertia. So it's just the beginning, the push, the initial push that you require. And then you are set in motion. So you need to give that push to yourself. But that push will not come because I tell you. It will only come because you have clarity. Because when this friend, after years of me telling him, move away, move from here, when he really felt it from within, he made that change. And now he's actively looking for work and starting his own work in another city. So now, I hope I've made my point clear. Now I want to give you the prison analogy. And I've read this analogy in Gurdjieff's book, maybe by his student or by himself. The idea is like this. First of all, you need to be aware that you're living in a prison. You need to understand and believe that this is a prison. If this seems okay to you, then it's your life. Go on, enjoy your life. But only if you are realizing that it's a prison, the life that you're living, and you really want to escape, only then escape is possible. And then, in a prison, you cannot escape alone. You need a support system. You need some people who will supply you some knife or blade or a lighter or a matchbox or whatever else you need, or a pen and paper and cigarettes and communication and a phone, all that. So you need a group of people to work together with. That's where the Buddhist philosophy of Sangha comes, community comes, that you have to form a community of like-minded people who can support each other and somehow grow and come out of this prison. So you have these people to support you, but in any prison, at any time, not everybody escapes. Very few people will escape. Some will fail, some perhaps will be shot by the guards, and some will manage to escape. So you need to realize this, that at any given time, I'm telling this to, let's say, on an average 5,000-6,000 people listen to this video. It's not like everybody's gonna be able to do it. Only perhaps 20 people will decide to do it, and maybe 5 will be able to do it. But you don't have to worry about that. Only you have to do it for yourself. So go all in and make those changes. I can give you some suggestions that I've applied in my life and see if they work for you. But you have to remember that escape is possible. You don't know which ones will escape. Maybe you are the one or you are not. But as I said, if you are struggling like the fish out of water, then you have no other choice but to try your best to go in the water. So you will die trying, but not accept this life. It has to be. This has to be the attitude, otherwise it's not possible. Because you have been sucked into the system, you don't have enough energy, you don't even know if you have enough resources, people around you are very comfortable at their suffering, and you have to really be the black sheep. You have to really have a lot of courage, a lot of trust, a lot of belief, and a lot of long-term thinking to be able to get out of the prison. A lot of determination. You can't just easily give up. So it's not for the majority. And majority are gonna fight with me in the comment section, I know already. But anyway, even if there are 5 or 10 people who are listening to me, let me tell you that I did it. I came from a very humble background. I came from a very, very poor situation around me. Nobody had enough big dreams. I didn't have role models around me. And only when I left home at the age of 19 and I started to see what else exists out there, I was like a frog in the well. When I saw the ocean, I started to feel like I can also do it. And I still keep on thinking this way, that, you know, if there is a better way of living possible, I'm sure I can do it. I'm not thinking about the obstacles on my way, but the opportunities on my way. Every problem can become a problem, and we complain about it, or it can become an opportunity to bring that change. I'm sorry if I sound very preachy, but this is one of the topics close to my heart, so here you go. What I did is I worked in a corporate only for 5 months, and I knew very well that this is not my environment. I cannot sit in an AC for 14, 15 hours. Sometimes I work that long. I cannot tolerate this much artificial light. And I just could not imagine myself sitting in front of a computer in a tiny cubicle for the rest of my life. So I quit. What did I do? I traveled. Why did I travel? I wanted to know what the hell is going on. I wanted to understand myself, but I also wanted to understand how the world works. What all other kind of ways in which people work. And I found out the corporate life is not the only life. I became very sure very soon that I want to work with people. I want to work with people in person, in real life. So that became a sure thing. I didn't know what exactly that would be, but that became a sure thing. And I knew that the only way to get out of it is to be, how do I put it, is to always have skills, is to become a learning machine, and is to never give up. And then when you are trying your best becoming a learning machine and always finding time and energy for your imagined future, then sometimes the luck starts to work for you as well. That happened as well in my life. So what am I suggesting? I'm suggesting you to use your mornings and evenings, even half an hour a day, even 1 hour a day. You have to think in this way, half an hour a day for 1 year in a row, for 5 years in a row, half an hour a day becomes a huge amount of time. You can slowly walk like a turtle and get to the end. You go like 3 hours 1 week and then you get so tired after 2 weeks, then you never look back. That's why it doesn't work. Go very slow, very gentle, and just keep digging. You need that. That means after work, no drinking, no chilling, no Netflix, no complaining, not saying that I deserve the rest, I deserve this now, I have to enjoy myself, I have to rest. No, you just sleep enough, you keep your energy conserved, don't waste your time on social media and all that, and just focus on learning new skills. Make an exit plan for yourself. Maybe it'll take you 5 years to get out, maybe it'll take you 2 years, maybe it'll take you 10 years, I don't know how many years it takes you, but if you want to get out of it, you will get out of it. Otherwise, you will die trying. That's the attitude here, a warrior's attitude. So your weekends come. Again, you look at what majority of people around you are doing. Just don't do that. When I used to, when I started working on YouTube and I was already teaching 4 to 5 yoga classes per day and taking my bike all around the city, and I had all the other events and workshops and all these retreats happening, I was telling myself, where is the time for recording also yoga classes for YouTube? Where is the energy for that? And I postponed this for good 2 years. But eventually I told myself, what's going to happen? You're not going to stop working to start YouTube. You have to make this as a side thing. So I made sure that I conserve my energy. I don't talk much. I don't talk unnecessarily. I don't spend time on the screen unnecessarily. I do not chit-chat with people. And when weekend comes, I focus on recording. I focus on what I need to do. And then I go to the gym for swimming, for sauna, for whatever I needed to do for my body and mind. And on the way, I will see during the weekend, all the bars are full. I lived in the center of Bucharest at that time. And all the places are just bustling with people, chit-chatting, drinking, spending their time. And this was my motivation. The more I saw people enjoying, I didn't feel like I want to do that. I just felt like this is my opportunity. People are numbing themselves. People are treating themselves now. I will treat myself later. I want to work right now. And I did that for years in a row. It has become a habit now to live like that. But until it becomes a habit, you will have rough times. It's okay. You keep on doing. Don't falter. Even being disciplined seems like it's only your responsibility. Again, you have been indoctrinated. You've been indoctrinated to live in a way that you live, and your energies have been sucked. So it is not alone your responsibility to be disciplined. So you will falter, and it's okay that you falter. You come back. Eat clean. Exercise, do yoga or any other exercise, eat clean, sleep well, and that's it. Rest of the time, focus on your exit plan. Become a learning machine. Learn a lot. And you can have a side business. You can have a freelancing job, maybe. You can move to a smaller city. Don't move to a village like I did. Now I'm in a smaller city. First, I moved to the Himalayas for a year. But don't move directly. Maybe you move to a slightly smaller city, a slightly laid back lifestyle, still more opportunities to network, to connect, to build your business or find your job, but not too crazy that you spend 2 hours in commuting. I know people, maybe you are one of them, it takes 1.5 or 2 hours one way, then 1.5 or 2 hours the other way you come back. 4 hours gone like this, 9-10 hours at work. What the holy hell? How is it okay? And how are you just putting your head down and still going for it? Because you have loans, because you have whatever. So you have to come out of it. It is your responsibility out of respect for your life and for life in general. that you have to come out of it. Not just for your egoistic pleasure, for your own masochistic pleasure. You have to get out of it because you owe it to life, to be able to enjoy the sunshine falling on you, to be able to sit by the lake and relax and just enjoy just looking without thinking. Have you ever thought about that? Just look without thinking. Just look and see. Don't have to think, don't have to analyze, don't have to judge. Just be. When will you be when you don't have time? So create that lifestyle for you. Work fucking hard, but in the right direction. Don't work for somebody else hard. Work for yourself. Work for getting out of this prison. And believe that you can do it. Dream about it before sleeping, after waking up. Put posters in your house about your dream life. But do it. Get out of this. Society wants you to not fight. You know, I have this long hair and beard, and people in the YouTube also keep commenting, why do you have shave bro, please shave, why do you have this and that? People will always tell you something is wrong with you. They will always want to change something in you. Don't be that person. Just focus on what you can change in yourself. Believe that you can change in yourself. Change yourself. And just go for it. Go after it. People are just complaining too much, way too much. Just becoming way too sensitive, way too soft. But I don't know. Awaken that avatar in you that is just gonna go for it. And just build a life that you're proud of. Build a life that you're proud of even trying to build that life. Even if you don't succeed. There's no guarantee that anybody succeeds. But you don't do it because you have the guarantee that you will succeed. You do it because there is no other way for you to live. This is the only way possible. Alright. Now I'm gonna calm down and enjoy my lake. And I'll see you soon. You can do it. I'm sure you can do it. Alright. Signing out.